All right. Mr. St. John, you were going to walk back into the world of the EO report. Follow up on some of this.
Yeah, I wanted to just take the opportunity to answer any questions of the board on the articles in the written EO report. And I would kind of kick off that, your potential questions in highlighting the update on the, with regard to Smith River and Smith River Little operations and activities of regional board staff since the April board meeting on that topic. So since that time, regional board staff continue to support some ongoing monitoring efforts. You heard at the April meeting of monitoring by NOAA Fisheries and California Department of Fish and Wildlife, and so there's been some additional monitoring to better assess both natural and anthropogenic sources of copper in the Smith River watershed. So we've supported that effort. And then we've taken quite a bit of time to build on collaborative efforts to address the potential discharges of waste associated with the lily bulb operations, as you know, based on the findings of the monitoring report that was reported to you. So we've been working with the lily bulb growers, Natural Resource Conservation Service, the Del Norte RCD, as well as NOAA Fisheries, Fish and Wildlife, and the Talawa, with the concept of developing a Smith River Plain water quality management plan. So this would be a comprehensive plan for the Smith River. The article identifies the sections that we've, or the topics that would be included in the Smith River water quality management plan. Include some broad overview of the watershed, the resources in the watershed, a description of agricultural operations, a discussion of some of the kind of a water quality risk assessment, and then describe both existing and proposed water quality management practices to protect water quality, and then have a monitoring and a tracking and reporting component.
Matt, yeah. Are the tribes remaining engaged up there?
They are continuing the planning for the assessment that that was described at the April meeting. So it's going to be looking at sculpin and impacts, or, you know, looking at bioavailability of copper and pesticides in the focus primarily in the Smith River estuary.
And that was just the Talawa, or were there other tribal members that were, weren't there more than one tribe that was involved in that discussion in April? No?
My memory was it's just the Talawa.
Okay.
Just the
Talawa. If I remember correctly, I think there were some representatives of that tribe that seemed pretty set on the idea that the solution to this was general waiver or waste discharge requirements. Given this new approach that's being proposed, has the tribe been receptive to that and happy about being engaged with it, or is there still sentiment expressed that it should go a different direction?
So I personally haven't spoken to Talawa staff. Clayton Krager has been the one reaching out to those partners, and what he's told me is that all those partners have indicated support for this approach. That's what I know. So there was some discussion at the April board meeting about requesting some information from the lily bulb growers. First we were kind of defining the framework for the development of this Smith River Water Quality Management Plan. We've now drafted a letter citing our authority under California Water Code Section 13267. But essentially it's asking them to submit the information that would be part of a couple of these sections of this report, of this plan, I should say. And so a draft of that letter has been sent to them, and we have are giving them the opportunity to provide some feedback, and then the plan is to issue a final letter hopefully early next week. Then we imagine taking a couple months to get that information, populate this report, and then have a process to get input from other stakeholders, get some input again from you, the board, and then I would actually approve that Smith River Water Quality Management Plan. And then the idea is that individual lily bulb operators would develop kind of field or operation specific plans based on this more overarching plan. So they would be more site specific plans drawing from kind of a list of management practices that would be identified in the broader plan.
Matt, do you envision that plan would include monitoring and reporting?
That's our, yes, definitely.
I just wanted to say, first of all, you need to make a distinction in the testimony between those who are tribal representatives and then people who are Tawa tribal members who may speak their own mind. And I think the tribal representatives were quite a bit more positive. I had a one-sentence comment from the Tawa tribe on a totally different conversation that seemed to indicate they were looking forward to, they didn't say, will be, they said they were going to be participating in it. There was no edge to the voice. I don't know how to say it. So that's not really solid, but it seems to indicate their conversation we had on other matters was very frank. So I'd be shocked if they had a holdback reservation that wasn't stated. Mm-hmm. But I do want us to remember in negotiating Native American testimony, you need, of course, to hear everybody, but the tribe pulls spokesman really speaks for the tribe, and they can have sometimes different positions.
So the one other development that we didn't know in April is that there's a local organization called the Smith River Alliance that are in the process. They got a grant, a California Coastal Conservancy grant, to develop a restoration plan for the Smith River Plain. And so we're learning more about that. The lily bulb growers are, as I understand it, are contributing to that. And so we're figuring out how this restoration plan developed by the Smith River Alliance can align and dovetail with this water quality management strategy. So that was an important development. This was an initiative that was already going on. We just weren't aware of it when we updated you in April. So we'll be figuring out how best to align with that.
Well, it was pretty amazing at the April board meeting. It pretty much had most of the people in the room. And it was a pretty unique circumstance, limited number of players, and stakeholders were fairly well represented. It was a really interesting process to watch. I would imagine those guys between the drive home back to Smith River Plain had probably a discussion about how they were going to go, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, what Clayton and Ben have told me is that that the growers have said they've implemented some new buffers in some of their areas, some new setbacks. As specifically as a result of our report and the discussion at the April board meeting. So that seems incredibly positive, that they're actually moving to change practices.
Beautiful.
So that was the update I had on that, on Smith River. Any other questions for me on that? With regard to the Russian River, the article kind of speaks to it for itself. The state board is moving to hearing at their August 7th board meeting. This is on the statewide bacteria objectives. We anticipate the state board will adopt that in August. That paves the way then for us to then finally move forward on bringing the TMDL back to this board, and we're targeting the November board meeting for that.
When does ex parte start on that?
it's a basin plan amendment, so
So technically, there's no ex parte restriction. But typically, the advice is if you do have those communications, to disclose them.
Sure.
This is a matter of practice.
Yep. And the reason why I ask is, I think we talked about this before, Matt. As we get a little closer to State Board doing that, I will ask that you set up a meeting with county people, perhaps Valerie, and I can go and join you. Of course, I'll put Valerie in there. But I think it'd be really good to go talk to the county and, you know, talk about the MOU and implementation and some of that. And hear what they have to say.
Yeah, we'll plan on that.
Yeah, good.
So that's all I had for you.
Okay, great. Let's look at board member requests for future agenda items.
I just had a question. I thought these next two meetings were 2 days.
Thank you, Kelly, for saying that. So, yes.
We are now.
I was just thinking, that's a lot of action items.
Thanks, Kelly.
So September, my proposal is to have it be the 5th and the 6th, Wednesday and Thursday. We hadn't made it official, so you was perfect. That was going to be my last thing when we got to closing the meeting. And then November is also going to need to be a two-day meeting, and we would be looking at the 14th and the 15th.
Yeah, those are quite a lot of action items on November.
Yeah. Do board members know now whether those dates are going to work?
We're good.
So we're adding a Wednesday to the to the already scheduled Thursday meeting. Both September and November.
There's a potential that I may be harvesting.
All right.
It is September.
It's September 6th, Wednesday.
September 6th is a Thursday.
It's Thursday. Okay, I can make it then. Although it's really hard because I have a meeting the 5th. That does mean driving down all night, so that's real hard on me. And that's the last Wednesday. I'm sorry, getting my boards mixed up. That's the first Wednesday of the month. The water district's met. It's been that way for about 10 years. So whenever you put a Thursday meeting on the first Thursday of the month, then usually that means I have a very arduous drive.
So I was proposing.
We got out of the habit for, I don't know, a year and a half, for 4 or 5 years. And now we're sort of back in the habit of creating this conflict again. So
we have Thursday conflicts because you have a conflict on Wednesday the first week, and I always have a standing conflict on Thursday of the second week. So we bounce off conflicts not being able to show up.
No.
But we'll do our best in the planning for the 2019 board meeting schedule to avoid both of your, all of your conflicts.
Yeah.
So for
But with regard to September, so what I just heard, John, is that you would not be able to attend on a Wednesday the 5th. Because we need a two-day
meeting. Right, that's correct.
So that might mean needing to do it on the Thursday the 6th and Friday the 7th.
Now, see, I can't see. It's the second Thursday, so I have a standing board meeting. So I can do Tuesday. I can do 4th, 5th. If you want to do Tuesday, Wednesday, but I have a standing board meeting on the 13th.
We're talking September 5th and the 6th. So it'd either be the 5th and the 6th or 6th and the 7th.
5th, 6th. Oh,
if you're saying 6th, 7th.
Would 6th, 7th work?
Works for me.
Yeah.
Darn it.
Or second, fifth, or Tuesday, Wednesday, I can do also.
Fifth is Wednesday, John.
Oh, yeah. Wednesday, that's right.
The one about the 7th? Right.
I can do it. It's not terrific, but I can do it.
Okay. How about Patty and I will have, we'll send these suggested dates out to you and we'll confirm via email.
Yeah.
Okay.
For me, you can confirm it. I can do it.
Okay. So any future items that you would like to request?
I wanted to know whether we although the days are looking pretty busy, but invite, I think it's Les Sauer. I'm a little faint on the name because it's late in the afternoon, but she wrote a book on the Arcata Project, and I thought it might be good to have her just make a, I think it's about a 25-minute presentation.
Cool. Do you want to do that up north, John, at a meeting, if we schedule the next year's early?
Well, that would be ideal, although we've got an Arcata permit coming up, which I was unaware of when I originally thought of this.
Well, Arcata's not going to be coming up this
If we can't
year.
Do it then we might as well do it up north.
That's right.
Yeah, I think at one time we thought Arcata may be this calendar year, but now we're thinking it won't be until 2019.
Oh, okay. Well, that's even better. Do it up north.
Well, maybe we schedule one of the early spring meetings up in the north end of the state. Then we could take a fall meeting maybe to Weaverville or something like that up there. We've done Weaverville before. I don't know. We could think about that. Think about how many away days we want.
Stay in our hotels.
Well, I can find a place with microphones.
Yeah. Stay in our hangar, Callie.
We can easily find your lodging under $90 a night.
I'm going to find out.
It's already different.
I want you to know, though, your mileage will not be reimbursed.
That seems to be special that way. All right, the other items of interest to board members. All right, you guys, we have a tentative meeting scheduled in September then. It's our next scheduled board meeting, potentially the 6th and 7th. To be confirmed, this meeting is adjourned.